You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
A fire festival orchestrated by entrepreneur Billy McFarland and rapper Ja Rule was marketed as an ultra-luxurious music festival set in the Bahamas over two weekends in April and May 2017. Promoted heavily on social media by influencers and models like Kendall Jenner, it promised a high-end experience with gourmet food, luxury accommodations, and performances by major artists. However, the reality was starkly different and ended in a disastrous failure, with the event infamously going down in history as a significant scam. Fyre Festival's build-up was not just a promotional campaign, it was a masterclass in creating a hyper-realistic fantasy that capitalized on the millennial desire for exclusive experiences, social media clout, and luxury. The orchestration of this illusion was so meticulous and convincing that it attracted a flood of interest from high-profile socialites, influencers, and adventurers looking for the next big thing. Billy McFarland, a young entrepreneur known for his previous venture, a luxury credit card company, partnered with rapper Ja Rule to create the Fyre Festival. The vision was to establish a festival experience so luxurious and exclusive that it would eclipse the likes of Coachella and Burning Man, festivals already renowned for their blend of music, art, and community. The marketing strategy for Fyre Festival was nothing short of brilliant. It began with an alluring promotional video featuring stunning models, crystal clear water, yachts, and an idyllic setting promising an escape to paradise. The video created an image of an event that was part luxury retreat, part music festival, and entirely out of this world. The choice of the Bahamas as the location added to the allure. The island of Great Eczema, with its pristine beaches and clear blue waters, was the perfect backdrop for selling the dream of an exclusive and a luxurious festival experience. A true game changer in the Fyre Festival promotional strategy was its use of influencer marketing. McFarland leveraged the power of social media influencers in a way that had never been done before. They enlisted over 400 influencers, like we mentioned, including Kendall Jenner, and social media personalities to promote the festival. These influencers flooded Instagram with a coordinated campaign of an orange square and tantalizing content. Incredibly effective as it created a sense of mystery and excitement, tapping into the audience's fear of missing out. The campaign reached millions of people, with the influencer's followers eager to experience what seemed like a once-in-a-lifetime event. The endorsement by high-profile models and celebrities added a layer of credibility and desirability to the event. It wasn't just a music festival. It was a gathering of the who's who of society. The perception was that attending the Fyre Festival wasn't just about the experience, but also the status that came with being part of something so exclusive and elite. The promise of rubbing shoulders with celebrities and influencers, coupled with the allure of a remote paradise, created a compelling narrative. People were not just buying a ticket to a festival. They were buying into a lifestyle, a dream of luxury, and exclusivity. Social media was the engine that powered the Fyre Festival hype. The organizers understood the power of social media, not just to reach a wide audience, but to create a narrative and build a brand. The Fyre Festival was sold as much more than an event. It was sold as an experience, a lifestyle choice, a status symbol. The use of Instagram, with its focus on visually appealing content, was particularly effective. The platform was used to its full potential, with beautifully curated images and videos that conveyed a sense of luxury, fun, and exclusivity. The hype translated into rapid ticket sales, with many packages selling out within days. The festival offered various packages, ranging from general admission to VIP packages that included private villas, yacht services, and gourmet meals prepared by celebrity chefs. There were even promises of treasure hunts with substantial cash prizes, adding to the festival's mystique and appeal. The pricing strategy played into the narrative exclusivity, tickets ranging from $1,200 to over $100,000. The high price tag was part of the appeal for many. It was a price for an experience that was sold as being worth every penny. As the festival drew closer, there were numerous red flags that suggested the event might not live up to its grand promises. There were reports of logistical nightmares, missed deadlines, and concerns expressed by those involved in the planning. However, these concerns were largely ignored or downplayed by the organizers, who were either willfully blind to the issue or too far down the path of deception to turn back. The narrative of the Fyre Festival was so compelling and the hype so intense that both the organizers and the attendees chose to believe in the illusion, even in the face of mounting evidence that it was all too good to be true. Fyre Festival, envisioned as a luxurious and groundbreaking event, quickly devolved into a catastrophic failure, marking a stark contrast between its grand promises and the harsh reality that unfolded. We're going to dive into the factors that contributed to its downfall, the experiences of the attendees, and the immediate aftermath of the event. The descent into chaos began as soon as its attendees started arriving at Great Eczema, expecting a seamless transfer to a festival filled with luxury and high-end entertainment. They instead faced confusion and disorganization. The transportation to the festival site was chaotic, with attendees left waiting for hours at the airport and later transported on school buses. Upon arrival, the scene was far from the promised luxury. The festival grounds resembled an unfinished site rather than an exclusive beachside paradise. The luxury accommodations touted in the promotional material were nothing but disaster relief tents, many of which were not fully set up. The mattresses were soaked due to rain, and there was no noticeable lack of basic amenities. The luxury villas, a major selling point of the festival, were non-existent. Attendees who had paid thousands of dollars found themselves fighting over tents and scrambling for somewhere to sleep. The disillusionment was palpable as the stark reality set in. They were stranded on an island without the promised luxury infrastructure. One of the most viral aspects of the Fyre Festival's failure was the food. Promotional materials had boasted of gourmet cuisine prepared by celebrity chefs. However, the attendees were presented with meager offerings that became emblematic of the festival's failure. Images of cheese sandwiches and foam containers circulated on social media, becoming a symbol of the deceit and mismanagement that plagued the event. The music, which was supposed to be the heart of the Fyre Festival, was notably absent. Major artists and bands, including Blink-182 and Major Lazer, who were supposed to headline the festival, either canceled in advance or didn't show up due to the chaotic organization and concerns over being paid. This left attendees with no entertainment, further compounding their frustration and disappointment. The logistical planning was grossly inadequate for the scale of the event. There were not enough staff members, and those who were there seemed unprepared and overwhelmed. basic necessities like water, food, and medical services were insufficient, leading to concerns about health and safety. The festival site was littered with unopened boxes, leftover trash, and disarray, painting a picture of total mismanagement. The lack of proper security and medical staff was a significant concern. With alcohol readily available and conditions deteriorating, the environment became increasingly unsafe. Attendees reported instances of theft and general unease about their personal safety, especially as night fell and the reality of the situation sunk in. Another critical issue was the lack of communication from the festival organizers. As chaos ensued, there was little to no information provided to the attendees about what was happening or what they should do. The lack of communication added to the sense of panic and uncertainty among the attendees, many of whom started to realize that they needed to find their way off the island. Social media played a pivotal role in unraveling the truth about the fire festival. Attendees quickly took to platforms like Twitter and Instagram to share images and stories of the conditions, countering the narrative that had been so carefully crafted in the months leading to the event. The stark contrast between the promotional images and the reality became a viral sensation, drawing worldwide attention to the disaster. The aftermath of the first day is next. By the end of the first day, it was evident that the festival could not continue. The local government stepped in and the festival was officially canceled. The immediate concern then shifted to getting the attendees off the island, a process that was as disorganized and chaotic as the festival itself. Attendees were stranded at the airport for hours without food, water, or information about when they would be able to leave. The lack of infrastructure and planning was evident as the organizers scrambled to arrange flights back to the mainland. The failure of the fire festival was not just a logistical failure, it was a failure of ethics and responsibilities. The organizers promised an experience of unparalleled luxury and exclusivity, taking advantage of the trust and expectations of the attendees. The stark difference between the lavish promises and the dismal reality served as a sobering reminder of the potential pitfalls of unchecked ambition and deceptive marketing. The festival's failure became a symbol of the dangers of...
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hype culture and the disconnect between social media portrayals and reality. It highlighted the need for transparency, accountability, and ethical marketing practices in an age where social media can create and destroy reputations overnight. The aftermath of the Fyre Festival was as dramatic and impactful as the event's disastrous unfolding. It led to a myriad of legal battles, reputational damages, and a broader discussion about ethics and marketing and influencer accountability. The most immediate and severe consequences were faced by the festival's mastermind, Billy McFarland. He was charged with multiple counts of fraud relating to both the Fyre Festival and other business ventures. In October 2018, McFarland was sentenced to 6 years of federal prison and ordered to forfeit $26 million. This sentence came as a result of McFarland pleading guilty to wire fraud, admitting to defrauding investors of the Fyre Festival, and a ticket-selling scam. Ja Rule, the co-founder of the festival, also faced legal troubles. He was named in several lawsuits alongside McFarland. However, in the end, he was cleared of wrongdoing related to the festival, with the court finding no evidence of his direct involvement in the fraudulent activities orchestrated by McFarland. The attendees, many of whom faced significant financial losses and traumatic experiences, filed a $100 million class action lawsuit against McFarland, its partner, and the Fyre Media Company. The lawsuit accused the organizers of fraud, breach of contract, and negligence. Several other lawsuits were filed by investors, vendors, and employees, each seeking compensation for various forms of damages incurred due to the festival's mismanagement. In 2020, a settlement was proposed in the class action lawsuit, offering nearly $2 million in compensation to the attendees. Although this amounted to less than half of what each had originally paid for tickets and packages, the Fyre Festival had a significant impact on the local community in the Bahamas. Many local workers were hired for construction, catering, and other services, and they were left unpaid after the festival's collapse. The situation was particularly dire for those workers, as the local economy depended heavily on tourism and events like the Fyre Festival. One notable story was that of Marianne Roll, a local restaurant owner who catered for the festival. She reported using $50,000 of her savings to pay her staff when the festival organizers failed to compensate her. Her story garnered international sympathy, leading to a successful GoFundMe campaign to help her recover her losses. The Fyre Festival had far-reaching implications on the world of influencer marketing. The event brought to light the ethical considerations and potential consequences of influencers promoting products or events without proper vetting or disclosure. The influencers involved in the Fyre Festival's promotion, including high-profile models and social media personalities, faced criticism for their role in endorsing a fraudulent event. The situation led to increased scrutiny from regulatory bodies like the Federal Trade Commission, emphasizing the need for clear disclosures about paid promotions on social media. It served as a wake-up call for influencers and marketers about the importance of transparency and the potential legal and reputational risks of misleading advertising. The Fyre Festival saga was further immortalized through documentaries by Hulu and Netflix, which provided in-depth looks into the event's planning and failure. These documentaries brought to light the behind-the-scenes manipulations and the sheer scale of the disaster. They also highlighted the power of social media hype and the consequences of irresponsible event planning. The documentaries played a significant role in shaping the public's understanding of the event and served as cautionary tales about the pitfalls of overreaching ambition and the importance of ethical business practices. The legal repercussions following the Fyre Festival debacle were extensive and complex, including involving numerous lawsuits, financial penalties, and criminal charges. We're going to dive even deeper into the legal matters that we briefly discussed in our previous segment. We're going to dive deeper into the legal proceedings, the consequences faced by the players, the legal implications for those involved, and the broader lessons learned for the event planning and entrepreneurial community. Of course, the most significant legal repercussions were faced by Billy McFarland, the mastermind behind the Fyre Festival. His actions surrounding the festival led to a series of federal criminal charges, primarily for fraud. McFarland's fraudulent activities involved misrepresenting the financial status of his company, Fyre Media, to investors and fabricating documents to secure more funding. In July 2018, McFarland pleaded guilty to two counts of wire fraud related to the Fyre Festival, admitting that he defrauded investors of about $26 million. He also pleaded guilty to two more counts of fraud related to another ticket-selling scam that he ran while out on bail. These charges resulted in McFarland being sentenced to 6 years in federal prison in October 2018. He was also ordered to forfeit $26 million. And like we previously mentioned, his partner, Ja Rule, co-founder of the Fyre Festival, faced multiple lawsuits and charges, but was eventually cleared of fraud charges in the case. But his association with the event significantly tarnished his reputation. Investors and creditors who were defrauded by McFarland and his company also pursued legal action. These lawsuits sought to recover the investments and payments made in the lead up to the festival. Investors included venture capitalists and private individuals who were enticed by McFarland's fabricated claims about the festival's financial prospects and the backing of the event. The Fyre Festival, with its spectacular failure and ensuing legal drama, served as a textbook example of how not to plan and execute a large-scale event. It offered several critical lessons for the event planning industry, marketers, influencers, and entrepreneurs, and even consumers. So starting off at number one, it taught us the importance of realistic planning and risk assessment. Number two was transparency and honesty in marketing. Three was ethical considerations in influencer marketing. Four is consumer skepticism and due diligence. Number five, consequences of overpromising and under-delivering. Six, the importance of contingency planning, which the Fyre Festival had no backup plan when everything went to crap. Number seven, legal and financial accountability, the impact on local communities and stakeholders, the role of leadership and management competence, the power and pitfalls of social media hype, and of course, crisis management and communication, which we saw that there was an extremely lack of effective crisis management and communication throughout the festival's downfall. Crisis management not only involves addressing the crisis itself, but also communicating clearly and transparently with all stakeholders, including customers, employees, media, local workers. This is crucial in maintaining trust and mitigating the impact of the crisis. I think had he have properly communicated all this with crisis management, I think he wouldn't have looked as bad as he did, like he does now. And of course, finally, you're learning from failure. In all its notoriety, the Fyre Festival serves as a valuable case study in learning from failure. It provides insights into what can go wrong in event planning and execution, offering lessons on the importance of planning, ethical conduct, accountability. For entrepreneurs and businesses, understanding and learning from failures like the Fyre Festival can be instrumental in preventing similar mistakes in the future. Let us know in the comments section below what your thoughts on the Fyre Festival. Do you know much about it when it happened? Have you watched documentaries on Netflix and Hulu? Let us know your thoughts. And before we move on, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Good Ranchers. I'm just a regular person like you, and I want to share my Good Ranchers experience. Imagine getting the freshest, most flavorful meats right from the heart of America delivered straight to your doorstep. That's the reality with Good Ranchers. It's not just food. It's a journey into the essence of American farming. The beef and chicken, all American and raised with real care. We're talking about quality that you can see and taste. Every piece of meat I've received has been exceptional. It's that USDA certified excellence that turns my ordinary meals into something truly extraordinary. The convenience is unbeatable. I open my door, and there it is, a box brimming with premium meats ready for my next meal. It's like Christmas every time a Good Ranchers box arrives. And the gatherings? Oh, the gatherings. My family dinners and weekend barbecues have been transformed. The laughter, the shared stories, and of course the mouth-watering aroma of good food cooking, it's all been elevated thanks to Good Ranchers. So check them out today, use the link in the description, and you can help support the channel when you join Good Ranchers. And of course, with that, we'd like to remind you, hit that subscribe button, give us a thumbs up if you like our video, and leave a comment in the comment section below. And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Your support helps the channel grow, upgrade our equipment, bring in new hosts, and be able to take this show on the road. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.